Welcome to Adventures in the Spirit with Jared Lasky, a podcast that is not just information, but impartation and activation. This podcast offers supernatural conversations that will encourage and equip you to live the Spirit-empowered life. Fireborn Ministries exists to see Jesus awaken this generation to the power of the Holy Spirit. Listen in to this powerful and encouraging conversation and share this episode of Adventures in the Spirit with Jared Lasky. Welcome to another adventure in the Holy Spirit. We're having a lot of fun. We are currently batching a lot of episodes, but this one is a bonus episode, guys. I'm really excited for it. But before I jump into that, I want to encourage you. I have a free PDF available for you, Steps to Your Freedom. If you have demonic oppression, any torment, anything in your life, I have a free PDF available for you. I was recently inspired to make that as I did a webinar on spiritual warfare, on deliverance, and having a biblical understanding of it with the power of the Holy Spirit. So Steps to Your Freedom. You could go through that for a couple of days, pray, seek the face of Jesus, and go through the biblical principles to be set free in the name of Jesus. So that's what we're talking about today, guys. I'm bringing back Pastor Greg Locke, who's one of the most prolific social media influencers in Christianity. He and his wife pastor Global Vision Bible Church in Tennessee. Greg is the author of 5 best-selling books and the creator of the hit film Come Out in Jesus' Name. And there's a special event coming up April 23rd because Pastor Greg and Mike Signorelli, who's been a guest on this podcast before, they merged condensed versions of their groundbreaking films, Come Out in Jesus' Name and The Domino Revival together. Guys, it's a powerful, I'm in the middle of the e-screener right now. It is a powerful, powerful movie. Miracles at the movie. So please help me welcome Pastor Greg Locke to Adventures in the Spirit. Welcome, Pastor Greg.
Thank you, my friend. Thanks for having me back.
Well, it's an honor. It's a pleasure, brother. I'd love to kind of see, well, hear what the Holy Spirit has been doing recently through you. You've got this upcoming event, which I'm super excited about. But what are some other things that the Holy Spirit has recently been doing in your life since the last time we chatted?
Yeah, you know, the Lord's really been doing a deep work at our church, Global Vision Bible Church in Mount Juliet outside of Nashville. And, you know, we've been in revival, I mean, just full-blown Holy Spirit revival for 4 years, but it's different. The last 6 months, you know, the Lord's had to weed a few people out, but he's brought new people in. But there's a new level of worship. There's a new level of kind of a new season of an anointing. You know, we can talk, oh yeah, we've been in revival, but it's like, it's not that the revival's lessening, it's deepening, if that makes sense. And people are just coming to a new awareness of the fear of the Lord and the glory of God. Matter of fact, for 2 months now, I've been preaching every single Sunday and Wednesday, and even we just had 12 straight nights of spontaneous revival, and I've just been mashing the gas, talking about the glory of God, what it produces in our life. And so there's been a lot more weeping and a lot more worship at our church. It's been beautiful to watch. The deliverance has been easier. The healings have been just more simplistic, and it's almost one of those situations where you just have to be there. I'm not looking for the crowds. We're not looking to, you know, pack the tent out from one end to the other. We've done that many, many times. But what we're seeing now is God's packing the tent out. And there's just a glory there. And there's been a few times where I've had to be in other nations lately. I kind of gave myself permission this year to travel. The church is 19 years old, and I've missed one Sunday in 19 years. Nobody's ever known me to be gone on a Sunday. And so like this past Wednesday, I was on an assignment from the Holy Spirit at another place, and I rarely miss even Wednesdays. And now we've, you know, raised up a group of men and women that are able to preach, and things still go on when I'm not there touching it. And so it's almost like the Holy Spirit has us poised and positioned for the next level that he's going to take us to. And it's beautiful to behold.
Well, taking it to the next level, your movie Come Out in Jesus' Name, and now this upcoming event, Miracles at the Movies. You know, I saw an e-screener of your movie beforehand, yeah, which I'd interviewed you before, so I'd love to encourage people to listen to that, download that episode as well. But I had friends who took large groups to your preview or your premiere of that movie, and people were being set free in the theaters.
Yeah.
Wow. Like, how did you guys navigate that?
You know, it was so spontaneous. It really was. Fathom originally had come to me and asked about doing the live, and I was against it. I thought, man, that's just a logistical nightmare. I don't think it's going to work. And the Lord said, no, this is a historic opportunity. You're really going to pave the way for people to be able to do things like this. And so they pulled a giant satellite truck up to the church. And, you know, I'm used to preaching on a camera, but when you're in a 3,000 seat tent and nobody's there but the directors, and you're thinking in your mind, I'm live in 2,000 theaters all over the nation right now, having no idea, is this even working? And so it was like the Holy Spirit said, no, you just do what you're supposed to do, and I'm going to make sure that it's working. And it was just popping off all over America, witchcraft coming off people, suicides being canceled. And then the same thing happened with the Domino Revival when Pastor Mike got to get up and do live. And so now that we have the two condensed versions of the movies next Tuesday, you know, April 23rd, I think it's in 1,500 theaters, a few less. But now we get to come back in for 30 minutes and we sit down and get to do ministry all over again. So it's just going to happen all over America. People are going to be set free, saved, healed. Prodigals are coming home. Marriages are going to be restored. It's going to be beautiful. And so it's amazing to me the platform that the Lord is allowing us now to preach the gospel on. You know, I tell people jokingly, maybe not so jokingly, when you kick God out of churches, he shows up at the movie theater. He's going to get his glory one way or the other.
That's right. He's going to get the glory one way or the other. Guys, I've got a 30-second video clip that I want to encourage you guys to check out right here. So if you're listening to this, I'd encourage you, go to the Lock Media YouTube, go to the website that we'll refer you to later to watch this clip, or just listen in while you're driving or while you're working out. But check this out.
God is commissioning you to do what he called you to do.
It is time for you to suit up and boot up and step into your calling, because this is your kingdom calling right now. You don't have time to sit around with your hands. Jesus is coming again. Let your light so therefore shine before men.
There's a reason why you got this far, because you're going all the way into the promise of what God has for you.
Okay, so that was just 30 seconds, powerful clip, powerful music, pointing people to miracles at the movies. I'd love to know what inspired you guys to, I guess, team up and put together condensed versions of your movies for the significant event.
Well, you know, I don't think anybody expected, including ourselves, that both of the movies were going to do so well, right? We were like the number three movie attended in all of America, 85,000 people in a movie theater when Come Out in Jesus' Name originally came out. And so then they two more times put it out, kind of little soft launches, and it did like superbly well. So then Pastor Mike's came out, right? And it did super well, and it tied a lot of the Come Out in Jesus' Name in with it. And so then all of a sudden, one day, Fathom said, you know what? Are you guys working on a sequel? Are you working on something? Which we are. And it was so successful. They're like, look, we'll take anything that you give us. I said, well, we did this one so quick. I kind of want to slow down and be able to figure out what's next. Because, you know, we don't want Come Out in Jesus' Name part two. We wanted to figure out what is the next natural Holy Spirit progression. So they said, you know, what about if we were to re-release it and give you ministry time again, another opportunity? And I said, well, let me be honest with you. I said, I'll do it on one condition. If you condense the movie and let Pastor Mike come in and let us have it together, because I thought there was just something about kingdom collaboration, right? We are not in competition. You know, we are in cooperation. And so I said, look, I want our movies to come together. They benefit each other. They complement each other. He and I think very much alike. You know, we're together in crusades and conferences on the regular. And I said, you know, I'm dealing with the demonic torment aspect. And although he's a general in the deliverance ministry, his movie is really specifically about canceling suicide and bringing people, you know, back out of the depths of depression and just revival in general. So I thought the two themes are perfect, because we've never seen a deliverance revival. There's been every kind of revival in the history of the church for the last 2,000 plus years. There's never been a deliverance revival until now. So I thought, let's take deliverance, let's take revival, let's pull them together, and then give us 30 minutes of time at the end to minister to people. And I really think both revival and deliverance are going to burst forth and going to produce just a mighty move in this nation. And we've had a lot of shadow banning for this. This one's been much more difficult to get back out there, and that's why it's about 500 less theaters. And then of all the theaters that we're in, AMC, they did it last time, we had to actually cut substantially into the ticket sales, which we don't care because it's about the outcome, not the income. But we have at AMC, we've had to hire a security guard at every single 300 AMC theaters just for them to show the movie again. And we're talking $200 or $300 a pop for all 300 of those theaters. But me and Pastor Mike said, we don't care. Just cut into the ticket sales. We'll pay it to you at the end. We want this movie to get into as many theaters as possibly can, because really it is going to be miracles at the movies. And if one person is reached, it makes the whole thing worthwhile. Yeah.
You can hear God's voice and prophesy. Every person with the Spirit of God living in them can be used by God for entry-level prophecy. Entry-level prophecy is the starting point of an incredible adventure in hearing God's voice and prophesying. Prophecy encourages, comforts, and edifies people. And our heart is to equip and educate you to hear God and prophesy, walking it out as a lifestyle. And that's why we created Entry-Level Prophecy eCourse on charismacourses.com. Through this powerful eCourse, you will be equipped to hear God and to prophesy. You will gain the necessary biblical understanding needed to take a step of faith and speak what you hear God saying to see people encouraged, comforted, and edified. In this course, you'll learn about the fruit of the Spirit, the character traits of God, how to receive and deliver a prophecy, how to judge a prophecy, and what foundation you need to prophesy, and what heart motivations are necessary to prophesy. When you enroll in this e-course, you'll also have access to bonus materials and our live coaching sessions. Go to charismacourses.com to purchase entry-level prophecy and learn how to hear God's voice and prophesy.
Yeah, that's right. I'm curious, so is it because of controversy, because of trolls or threats? Why are they having to hire the security?
Because last time it was so intense. So many people were screaming, throwing up, falling out. You know, it was going for hours in theaters. People were being pushed out. We were actually kicked out of our own local theater. And I was told, if you even do prayer for people in the parking lot, we'll have you arrested. And so we had to come back to the tent. And so some of these theaters, it just got so intense. You know, witchcraft started coming off people. They're just screaming, throwing popcorn buckets. They didn't know what to do with it, right? The world doesn't know what to do with it. But problematically, the church doesn't know what to do with it, because we've been so aloof as to what the Bible says. Pastors are ignorant. So here's what I tell people. You don't have to like Greg Locke. You don't have to like Pastor Mike Signorelli. You don't ever have to watch my podcast, never come to our church. You don't have to like one thing about Pastor Greg Locke. But here's what you do need to know. You've got to make a choice. And here's your choice in these last days: deliverance or disobedience. That is it.
Wow. Deliverance or disobedience, and a whole lot of controversy. I have a quote from you that I'd love for you to expand on that was in your movie. Controversy built our platform. It was never about the controversy. Can you expand on that? Because it was beautiful what you said.
Absolutely. You know, in 2015, I mean, controversy really did begin our platform. I was in the world's longest mountain bike race in Canada. I did a video called "I'm Coming Out of the Closet," and I never expected it to do anything. And it just went millions and millions. And so the page went from, you know, 4,000 or 5,000 people to 50,000, and then 150,000. And then we got the blue check mark, and then, you know, Target's transgender bathrooms and Fox News and CNN. And then I got on the Trump train, and then, you know, I'm fighting and get sued by Planned Parenthood. And so it was just, it seemed like everything that was massively controversial, I was involved in it somehow, whether I wanted to be or not, all the way up to 2020. And then, of course, 2020 was its own controversial debacle. And, you know, I took my stand, and I don't regret it. You know, I said, look, we're not closing our church. You're not going to sit 6 feet apart. You're not going to wear masks. And so it seemed like everything that was kind of really hot at the moment, somehow or another, I got up and walked into it, not even meaning to. And so the platform just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And then God said, look, I've got you to a place now where, you know what? You're bored with fighting Democrats. Let's start fighting demons. I've built a platform for a purpose. And so I've given you a voice. You can already take the hits. You're already, you know, super hated by tons of people. So now you're the perfect prime guy that I want to jump on the front lines and get shot up by the demonic, right? So God did use all of these things to build me, because now it's like, I don't even care, right? It's almost like God lights my wick and throws me in a room, and boom, I just explode all over people. And so at this point, I'm not trying to be controversial. But what's interesting is, if you take all of the controversies from 2015 till when deliverance broke out in, you know, late 2020, early 2021 at Global Vision, if you take all of those controversies, you put them in one big box, combine them together, all of them combined has not been as controversial as deliverance ministry in our church. That's how much the demonic does not want to be exposed.
Yeah, well, the demonic doesn't want to be exposed by the light, which is Christ Jesus through us. But you guys, with the deliverance ministry, you're expecting revival, an outpouring of the Holy Spirit like never before. There has been a maturing process. There's been a team ministry, you guys teaming up with people. We see that in your movie, and even it's in the condensed version of Miracles at the Movies. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people this year, it's a political year. It's an election year.
Oh, yeah.
So they can't bring back a virus, but they could start doing cyber viruses, in my humble opinion, okay?
Yeah.
But more and more people are looking for positive outlets. They're looking for faith-based things. And so why do you think it is that people are doing that? And, you know, honestly, they need to shut off the negativity, in my mind.
Yeah. Well, it is a lot of negativity. People are tired of it. We've been fed negativity for so long. But then you basically have two choices. Because everybody is kind of talking and dabbling in the supernatural, whether it be our side of the supernatural or Hollywood side of the supernatural, 8 out of 10 movies are about demons. It's about the demonic. It's about poltergeist. It's about exorcism. It's about, you know, all of this flying around the room and vomiting and throwing up and crazy stuff happening. And so we can either go to that side of the extreme, or we can come to our side of the extreme and say, look, Hollywood is producing all this stuff about demons, but let us tell you how you can fight them. Let us tell you how you can deal with this stuff in your life. So the church can pretend that this stuff's not happening, but it is, to the point where if you are not willing to walk in the supernatural, your lukewarm church is going to get left behind, right? Your lukewarm podcast is going to get left behind. Your lukewarm, whatever it is, even people that are singers and entertainers, they're beginning to realize, wow, if we don't tap into this, if we don't stop just doing this for the sake of entertainment and really turn this into a gospel coalition so that we're changing people's lives, God's going to shut us down. God is sick of the lukewarm church. He's done with it. He got Israel at war right now, and I'm supposed to be there right this second. So God knew exactly what was supposed to be happening, right? You got Israel at war. You got this nation about to be at war. We are going to have cyber attacks. You got an administration that's not going to leave the White House without kicking and screaming, right? And perhaps even burn the whole nation down just so they can stay in. And you got the church sitting around, you know, twiddling their thumbs, acting like it's not a big deal, getting mad at people that are saying what needs to be said. You know, we call out the Jezebel spirit, and the lukewarm church says, oh, there's no such thing as a Jezebel spirit. Well, that's because you got a Jezebel spirit and it doesn't want to be exposed, right? Nobody wants to talk about the wickedness, the profanity, the perversity that has infiltrated the church. I start calling out names of witch doctors that call themselves prophets. Everybody's like, oh, you shouldn't call names. And I'm like, for 5 seconds, you ought to read a Bible. You ought to read a Bible for 5 seconds. Paul called out names. Peter called names. John called names. Jesus called names. Every major and minor prophet called names. And so what we're doing is we are spiritually, supernaturally ruffling people's feathers. And I think that's where God has us. He is getting the church uncomfortable because we have to figure out who is really the church. Right? Who is the church? And this lukewarm nonsense is not going to survive what's going to happen the remainder of this year in 2024. It's just not. People are going to have to get serious. A line has been drawn in the sand.
Yeah, a line has been drawn in the sand. We're seeing that right now this week. I mean, you already kind of alluded to it. And I think we're just being distracted, and it's ongoing. Yes. I mean, you know, the Holy Spirit needs to step in. We need revival. We need reconciliation. Yeah. We need repentance in the name of Jesus. You know, on the tail end of your movie, Miracles at the Movies, you said something that I really thought was profound. You said one of the most prophetic experiences of your life was, and I'd love for you to kind of share that with us, because you were a cessationist. Mm-hmm. And I understand cessationism. I was born and raised in it until the Holy Spirit got a hold of me when I was 18. But I'd love to hear how you got into the prophetic.
Yeah, you know, for us, it was really backdoor, I call it. It's not anything I was looking for. People would talk and like speak words over me through the years, even when I was trying to come out of cessationism and all that bondage of religion. And I was like, I just don't know. This is kind of weird. Can this be true? And these things just began to come to pass. And the Lord began to just work in a mighty way. But I think when I really began to understand it, it wasn't just the accuracy of what others began to speak into my life. It was when accuracy began to flow out of me into other people's lives. And that was weird because I'm like, this is not a Greg Locke deal, because I was not anticipating nor expecting that in any way, shape, form, or fashion. And so it really has been a lot of prophetic downloading to me. And I think the reason, and I don't want this to sound self-serving, but I think the reason it works for our church and for, you know, our books and movies and for our ministry is because I am the guy that was on the other side. So I wrote all the books, had all the arguments, and preached all the things against what I'm experiencing right now. So God had to embarrass me out of bad theology. So I think what the Lord did is he took me out of a movement, for example, that was all truth, very little spirit. He put me in a movement that, if it's not careful, can be all spirit, very little truth. So what you need is a guy to stand up and say, you better have a balance of spirit and truth, because John 4, those are the ones that the Father seeks to worship him, spirit and truth. And so from the cessationist standpoint, they have a lot of truth, no spirit. From a charismatic standpoint, there can be a lot of spirit, no truth. You better have some people that'll stand up and give you all spirit and all truth, because that's the perfect balance. Because when you take the theological framework of the Bible and baptize it in the power of the Holy Spirit, well, you better look out, because you're about to blow the lukewarm church out of the water, and you're going to usher in something that you can't contain. You can't harness it. You see, a cessationist like I used to be wants to explain the things of God. Well, can you explain this to me? Well, if I can explain it to you with my 3-pound brain, then God's not even worth serving, right? You cannot take the sovereignty of a supernatural God, stick him in a 3-pound brain, and expect me to want to worship him. And so for years, I'd be like, well, of course the devil has power. You know, of course demons have power. But here's the problem. Why do we attribute all the power to the devil, but apparently God doesn't have any more? You know, well, you know, all God's power ceased after the last apostle died. Well, that's stupid, you know, because the demon's power didn't go anywhere. The devil's power. If you ask a cessationist, do witches have power? Yeah. Does the devil have power? Yeah. Well, how come they got supernatural work, but God don't have any? It's nonsense, right? It's an upside down world that we're living in. And my prayer for 2024 is God will turn the church upside down, and we will begin to weed out these nonsensical, foolish people that say, oh, you know, these things just don't happen anymore. Well, maybe not at your place, but it's happening at our place every second, every minute, every moment. And so I just want to embrace it. I know that's a long way around the barn, but you're going to get me preaching here.
I love it. I was about to just be like, just go, bro. Preach in Jesus' name. Pastor Greg, what is your hope for this upcoming April 23rd and miracles at the movies? What do you want people to experience, to encounter, to see?
Yeah. You know, a couple of things. Number one, I do want people to experience miracles at the movies. And so I want people to be set free. I do want to see deliverance. I want to see salvation. I want to see, you know, baptism of the Holy Spirit. We want to see people healed, get out of wheelchairs, cancer, you know, being rebuked and disappearing. We want to see that. But even really more than that, I want people to see that ministries and you know, large, well-known ministries can come together for the purpose of the kingdom, right? We don't have to cross every T and dot every I the same way. And although we're both, you know, kind of in each other's movies, I wanted people specifically to see you can bring two ministries together and you can have two entirely different type of movies, but one message. And the message is there is power and authority and influence in the name of Jesus Christ. I want people to see that, because in these last days, the church is going to have to come together. The Lord's really been speaking to me through other people, and I know there's a lot of people prophetically speaking this, and I think it's the right time. The streams are coming together in these last days, right? The problem is everybody's ministry and everybody's church, we all think that we're the stream, right? That we're the river. No. We're just the springs of it, right? The river is Jesus. The river is the power and the authority of the local church. We just get to be privileges and branches of that. But everybody thinks that, oh, it's their ministry, it's their church. No, we've got to come together. We may not agree on everything, but if we agree on the fundamentals, we agree on the basics, then I'm telling you, we better put a few of our differences aside and our denominational taglines, which denomination is nothing more than man-made division and, you know, religious nonsense. Anyhow, if we don't put that stuff aside, we're going to lose it, right? We are losing generations of people that are sick of the infighting in the church. So look, there's things we have to call out. There's things we very abrasively, without compromise, have to stand against. But if those of us that stand against those things would come together, There's nothing that we couldn't do. There's not one person that we couldn't put in the White House, right? This nation would be much more godly and walking in the fear of the Lord if Christians would quit fighting each other and quit shooting their own. And we spend more of our time, you know, on podcasts and movies and books and live streams calling out everybody else that doesn't quite agree with us than we do calling out the demonic and calling out the wicked religious of this world. And so, again, I give long preachy answers, but I think what I want people to see is you can come together. You can have a kingdom collaboration and you can make a huge impact. Look, Lock Media could have done it themselves and would have done okay. Mike Signorelli could have done it himself. He'd have done okay. But why do okay when we can do supernatural things for the glory of God by coming together? Right? This ain't a Greg Locke show. This ain't a Mike Signorelli show. This ain't about global vision. We're a small fraction. We're a small piece of the pie. And so I'm watching the streams converge. They're all beginning to come together. The prophetic's coming together, which it should. There's a fivefold ministry, right? When I was a cessationist, I believe in the onefold. One guy doing all the stuff all the time, getting burnt out. That's why your church don't grow. But when you have a fivefold, guess what? I'm not the fivefold. I'm part of the fivefold. So I got to bring the rest of them in. So we've got to come together. We've got to collaborate. We've got to have some kingdom connections. Because if we don't, I'm telling you, we're going to lose the whole thing. The LGBTQ, they're all combined. Planned Parenthood, they're all combined. The leftists, they're all combined. Islamic, they're all combined. Everybody's combined except the church. The church run around shooting each other. Everybody else is all combined looking at us like we're crazy, right? And so it's time that we quit squawking and fussing over things that don't matter, and we begin to stand up for the things that do matter.
Amen. Well, with that, I'd love for you to pray. Call out the demonic. If people are watching this, listening to this, they've got oppression on their lives, can point them to Jesus and pray the demonic off them.
Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, every person watching this, Lord, no matter how long into the future it is, every time they see this broadcast, I pray that the power of the name of Jesus would right now just begin to set them free. Lord, we come against every attack of witchcraft over their marriage, every word curse that's been spoken over them, every word curse of failure. Lord, we come against and we rebuke the spirit of rejection, even self-rejection, self-hatred. That abandonment that happened when their father walked away, when their parents went through a divorce, whatever it may be. Lord, we speak that off of them right now. And Lord, I just ask that you just begin to set your people free, that this moment there'd be a spirit of heaviness that would lift off them, Lord, immediately, not in 5 minutes, not in 5 months, but immediately through the power of the name of Jesus, every spirit of heaviness, depression, anxiety, nightmares, isolation would come off of them right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we just release the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. We rebuke the spirit of fear and anxiety right now, and we release the spirit of peace, love, joy, and a sound mind. So, Father, I pray that you would give us courage to stand in these last days, having done all to stand, to put on the whole armor of God, to get into the Word of God, to use the sword of the Spirit. Lord, right now, just begin to speak to people through this show, through this broadcast, Lord, the importance of getting into the Word of God, getting on their face before the throne of God. Lord, praying for the power, the baptism, and the enablement of the Holy Spirit. Lord, bring churches together. I pray that those that will stand, you will exalt them. Those that are bowing to the culture, that Lord, literally, you would either convict them so they come to repentance or just move them out of the way. Lord, we want nothing to do with the lukewarm Christian church of this day. Lord, set us on fire. Our marriages, our children, set us on fire. Thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for the opportunity to speak to people through this camera right now. Use this show in a powerful way. And again, Lord, use us to set people free through the power of the name of Jesus. Lord, may we lay all of our personal agendas aside so that we cannot build our agenda, but we can be used to build the kingdom. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask these things. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Guys, talking to Pastor Greg Locke about this upcoming event, April 23rd, a Fathom event, Miracles at the Movies. Pastor Greg, what is the best way for people to get more information and purchase tickets?
If they just go to fathomevents.com, it'll pop up. They can just search for, you know, Miracles at the Movies. It'll pop right up and they can just get tickets individually or they can get group sales as well.
Amen. And I'd also like to refer everybody to so I've got the Fathom Events link on the screen right here, but I've also got it in the podcast description for those listening in. But I also want to refer people to Lock Media. That's Pastor Greg's media company, media organization. He's a director, executive producer, pastor, you name it. Jack of all trades, I guess, for the glory of God. And guys, I've got a free PDF available for you, Steps to Your Freedom from Demons, also in the podcast description. Pastor Greg, thank you so much for being my special guest on Adventures in the Spirit, brother.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it so much.
Thank you so much for listening to Adventures in the Spirit with Jared Lasky, a podcast that activates you to live the supernatural life. Subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform and share it with your friends. Leave a 5-star rate and review, which helps us reach more people with the love and power of the Holy Spirit, and partner with us at firebornministries.com. And may you live your best spirit-empowered life and have your own adventures in the Holy Spirit.